Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Ben Scola Morning News. Mayor Grover Robinson joins us every Wednesday at this time. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to the Visit Pensacola annual meeting that's going to go on today at the Bayview Center. I haven't seen the Bayview Center yet. And is it open, functional yet for everybody, or is it still only limited availability?
It is. It's open, functional, and we are looking at really extending, opening fully capacity very soon on our community center. So, you know, again, there's one of the things that we talked a little bit about with you guys on Monday. After Monday, I had the meeting with the hospitals and where we are. And again, we really need to start pushing people to get the vaccine. The vaccines really allow us to begin to open things up. And you know what? All the closures we did, everything else we did in tightening down and creating masks and a variety of other things, the reason we did that is so that we could get to a point where we had open availability of some kind of a cure or vaccine. And that's now available. You can call and get the shot same day, 2 hours after you call in. So, you know, I mean, we really need to rethink what we're doing and how we, you know, what we do going forward. So I think you'll be seeing that come out. So please go see the Bayview Center. It is a great center, and we hope you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I am definitely looking forward to it. Hey, I have a question. I know that some of the projects in the city have been on hold pending FEMA reimbursement from Sally. Like, for example, Roger Scott's got that damage to the backside of the walkway where it's all roped off, and, you know, that's pending.
They're on site. They've started construction there.
Oh, that's actually being worked on today.
Correct. Well, the weather is
today.
Yes.
Okay.
No. It started. I talked to Brock Sakey and them, and they were on site last week. So we have a variety of things that we've started back. We have let a tremendous amount of work. It is just starting. We're now beginning to pick up things that we probably thought we were going to let back in October and November. You know, it's just been construction everywhere has been a little bit challenging, and letting projects just because there's so much stuff going on and there's not a lot of labor. So
right.
we continue to work through some of those.
Okay, all right, and that's fair, because I had been concerned that maybe we were going to wait for actual FEMA reimbursement. Well, the folks who got hit with Michael, they just got there, so, you know, I figured that would be a while. But that's good that we're actually starting to work on some of that stuff. You had talked on Monday about Pelican Perch, which is now back at the Port of Pensacola. Are you still thinking they might get this operational by this weekend, or is it more plausible that it would be next week or next weekend after that?
You know, Andrew, I hate to promise anything on this.
Sure, I understand.
Been, but I can just tell you what I can just tell you what Amy told me.
Amy Miller from the port director. Go
that
ahead.
Was before. Amy is the port director, who she told me before I met with you guys on Monday that's what they were hoping to do. I have not heard any more from her. I don't know how the weather is. Challenged anything that if they've not been able to get out in the water with some of the storms, if that changed. I'll find out from her, and I'll be sure to text you so you can update listeners tomorrow.
Absolutely. No, I look forward to that. One of the things that you brought up in the meeting, and I just wanted to clarify it because I think even still I'm not 100% clear, but I think it's really important. You talked about how the bridge itself is on track, maybe even slightly ahead of the new schedule that mid-May they could open up two lanes. But you mentioned concerns about the landing, and the way you made it sound was that we could have a fixed bridge but nowhere to drive onto on the northbound side. We couldn't get onto Pensacola from the bridge. Is that a concern based on what you're seeing on the ground now?
Andrew? I think the landing will be completed, and not totally completed, but it will be functional to handle traffic as of May 31st. Could be a little bit sooner, but you were asking the other day about, hey, they're saying they could have, the FDOT is saying by mid-May it's possible to have two lanes open. And I'm like, yeah, I think it. I've been thinking that for a while. I've been saying that. Based on the stuff I went out and toured on the bridge and some of the other things we've done, I thought that for a while. I continue to be less skeptical that the landing will be open by mid-May. I think the landing will be open by the end of May, but if they can, they still got a lot of work to do. I mean, the good news, you can't necessarily see the bridge, but you can see the landing. I mean, you can drive down 17th and see what's going on. You can drive down Bayfront to 14th and see what's going on. And we still have things we got to do on the landing to get open.
And I know it's a lot from here to there in terms of getting the roundabout done, getting the flyover done. I mean, I get that there's a lot of growing pains even once the bridge gets open. I just wanted to make sure that I was understanding you right, because it sounded like you were saying that you thought they might have a bridge but nowhere to drive it to, and that's what I was kind of clarifying. And it sounds like you're more optimistic than that.
I think that is a possibility in mid-May, but I do think by the end of May they're going to have it ready to go.
Okay. All right. Well, as I've said many times, when I'm driving on it, that's when I know that it's done. We're talking to Mayor Grover Robinson. Mr. Mayor, one of the things that's going to come up next Thursday, City Council, of course, is going to have a chance to approve up or down your nomination for Assistant Chief Eric Randall from Newport News to become the new Pensacola Police Chief. Have you gotten any feedback from City Council members that they have concerns about this?
I haven't. I mean, I talked to a couple of council members who pointed head chief Randall has been, he might not have been their first choice, but I think they liked him. I think they understand the issue is not, I don't, if I vote Eric down, I want to choose one of the other candidates. It's about, hey, is Eric right? Do I feel good about him? He's been the one that's chosen. And is it a good confirmation? From that standpoint, I've had no problem one way or the other from the council members.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good news. I was just curious because, sometimes you hear stuff and, obviously a thing isn't done until it's actually all the way done. And, we're looking forward to see what City Council does with this next week. And you've heard me say this many times, though I supported Chrisman, I also support this choice, and I think it was the best of the three, and I've told you that personally as well. Mr. Mayor, I got a text in yesterday from somebody, and I always like to go right to the source if I can. The text said that at least two senior level administration members had tendered their resignations in the recent couple of days. Can you tell me, is there any truth to that, and who it was?
Not two. We did have Dick Barker a couple of weeks ago.
Okay,
we did have Derek Owens last week. So Derek has left the city, but we're moving forward. And Dick, we talked about with you guys a while back.
Right.
Dick has left. Of course, we knew that was going to happen. I thought it was going to be next year. But I fully understand with Dick. I knew at some point we all knew he was going to leave. He was in the drop, and that was all planned. I think it was a little. It was not necessarily planned with Derek, but he has chosen to pursue other things. And
what happened? So Derek Owens, for people who don't know, city engineer Derek Owens. Why did he leave? And you said he's gone already. What happened?
You're going to have to talk to Derek. We get resignation letters. Again, we get things. We move on. We keep moving. We're looking to bring. It sort of worked out for us in some ways. We had David Forte is going to move into the public works area, and
okay.
We have two engineers on staff that we're working with. I think Kara Fiddler, our deputy administrator, is going to interview both of them for an opportunity to be city engineer. So those assignments we had, that's the part about establishing depth. If you have a situation where you lose an individual, you can quickly insert another individual in there and move forward.
But he didn't give you a reason or anything? But Derek didn't. I mean, so it's just weird to me because Derek was so integrated with city operations and was at all the meetings, and I knew him fairly well. And then all of a sudden, that's just news to me. So he didn't give you an explanation or anything.
We got a letter, so like I said before, you need to talk to Derek if
okay.
you have any concerns about that.
Okay. Hey, last question. I saw it on the city council agenda for next week. It's obviously something that is a big challenge facing every municipality. We're going to have to do redistricting before the next series of elections, and you're appointing a commission and having to look at that. Given the delay in the census information, are you confident that we can get this done in time?
Yeah, that's why we've talked about that already. That's why we went ahead and did the preliminaries. That group can meet so that they will have the data in August, but they will have already met as a board and kind of figured out, you know, they will have gotten that formalities portions out of it. I think they can easily figure out once they get the data, it doesn't take that long. The hard part's going to be is how it all gets meshed. If, you know, we make a move and it's not the move, the county moves, the county will probably have more significant impact and the supervisor elections office would want to keep precincts more directed with the county. The good news is we have three commissioners, and if we can keep some of those lines between them, and allow them to make other changes in the rest of the county, it makes it much easier for us. But yeah, that's kind of where we are. We know we're going to have to look at those things, and we'll figure out and do whatever we need to as it comes forward, and then figure out how we backfill back in to create the right thing for the city.
All right, very good. Mr. Mayor Grover Robinson, we always talk to you on a Wednesday, and we talk to you on Monday, and any time in between, I will say you're always very responsive, which is one of the things that I appreciate about you, sir. I look forward to talking to you at the press conference Monday.
We'll see you, Andrew. I appreciate it. You take care, and I'll text you whatever Amy says so you can talk to your listeners and let them know if we're going to have a ferry open.
Absolutely. That'd be...